Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, I was looking over some of the numbers that you sent me for, you know, looking at real estate in the past month, as well as from the beginning of 2020 to now. Now, a number of numbers are down, but a couple numbers are up. Tell me first a little bit about what the decreases are.
Well, clearly there was a decrease in sales for the month of May as compared to last May. That was a pretty significant decrease, 32%. Less than the sales in May of 2019. However, there were only five sales less than last month, the month of April. Certainly something we need to watch going forward. And clearly, because of the foreclosure moratorium, and you and I have followed this over the years since 2008 when we had the foreclosure crisis, because of the foreclosure moratorium, not many foreclosures are getting past the gate, only those for abandoned homes.
Now, it's interesting, though, looking at these numbers, it looks like the average sales price is increasing.
The average sales price for the month went up 5%. It has continued over the last number of years. There's a really tight inventory out there. Realtors will tell you the biggest problem is finding properties to sell. We hope as we get forward and people get back to work, that the real estate market will get even stronger.
And the actual amount, the mortgage amount for 2020 is up as compared to 2019 as well, I guess going along with that higher price.
Yeah, well, certainly the average mortgage amount is up, but what is incredible is the amount of people taking advantage of the low interest rates to refinance. The number of mortgages recorded in the month of May was so much higher than many, many months before, highest in over 2 years at least. So people are taking advantage despite, you know, the many unemployed for refinancing their current mortgages.
Now tell me a little bit about your historic document. I know you've, in the past, we've always had a display the last Friday of the month. That, of course, not quite possible now, but the documents that you do have down there, the historic documents at the Registry of Deeds, it's fascinating to me. And the one you're highlighting this month has something to do between Duxbury and Marshfield.
You know, like a lot of organizations, we were hoping to be partnering with Plymouth 400 and sharing some of these great resources. We're on hold for a little bit, but we are continuing to promote it through you and cable shows and the ability to put it on our newsletters. This particular one is America's first canal, probably America's first public works project. The colonial court voted in its laws in 1636 to assign 10 men, it was only men at the time, under the overseeing of the governor to build a canal in the Cut River so that ships wouldn't have to go around Granite Point, which was very rocky, and could safely go from Duxbury to Green Harbor. It was built 18 feet wide and 10 feet deep, and everyone had to pitch in and dig that shovel to dig that canal.
And that was, what, 1636?
1636.
Wow, it's just fascinating, and I know people are anxious to be able to get back and view some of these documents. We appreciate you so much for joining us. That's John Buckley. He's the Register of Deeds here in Plymouth County. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christine.
You're welcome.